When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, June 26th. We are in the dead period. Talk about it pretty much every day. Obviously, some amazing news on the Jaguars stadium front. City Council passed that, made a video about it earlier today. But when it comes to actual football, not a whole lot going on. So it's another day, another video about position group rankings from PFF. It's not just PFF, though. So PFF, Trevor Sikkema, who I think does a fantastic job over there. Love Trevor Sikkema, what he does. They ranked every receiving core in the NFL, every receiving group. The Jaguars came in 25th on these rankings. And to compound this idea, you also had Robert Mays on the Athletic Football Show, another fantastic show. Great production over there. Says that the Jaguars quarterback support system, which is like, you know, offensive line, receivers, coaching, defense, all that stuff, is 14th in the AFC. Only two teams worse in the AFC at supporting their quarterback. So that obviously suggests Robert Mays doesn't have a ton of confidence in the Jaguars receivers. So we're going to talk about it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Got some sun coming in, but it looks like there might be a storm coming, so we're going to try to get through this one here. So to me, 25th overall and like 14th in quarterback support in the AFC, it's just not accurate. But I do think there's room for a nuanced conversation here. So looking at the Jaguars receiving core, the strength of this group, in my opinion, lies in the variety, the numbers, and the complementary skill sets, right? Like Christian Kirk, this is an upper echelon slot receiver, can get open in a variety of ways. He's not elite, but he is upper echelon in the slot. Like there's not a ton of guys better as pure slot receivers in the NFL than Christian Kirk right now. Among players who line up in the slot more than 50% of the time, I would say like Amon-Ra St. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Keenan Allen, Cooper Kupp when healthy. That's about it when it comes to guys lining up in the slot, you know, more than half the time. I think that Christian Kirk is right behind those guys. And those guys are in a tier above him. But if you're just putting together a rankings list, Christian Kirk isn't far behind. I think those players are better than him. But this is a very good slot receiver. A plus starter in the NFL. Evan Engram at tight end. Again, how many tight ends are better receivers right now than Evan Engram? You've got Kelsey, Kittle, Andrews, Goddard probably, Kyle Pitts, TJ Hawkinson. I think Njoku's probably in the same tier as Engram. But, you know, that's still a top seven, top six receiver at the position. That's a plus starter there. Upper echelon type of guy. Gabe Davis, probably more of a low-end starting X, but still a player that provides a complementary skill set. Blocks his ass off. First down and touchdown merchant, big-bodied guy, high average depth of target, can space the field for Christian Kirk and Evan Engram. So I think you like that fit. You like the complementary skill sets there. And then there's Brian Thomas Jr. He's the wild card. He's got all the traits. He's big, can go up and get it. Led college football in touchdown receptions last year. He can beat you deep, high average depth of target, incredibly fast, great length. Got it all from a skill set standpoint. From a talent trait standpoint. But he's a rookie, right? As a receiver out of the backfield, Travis Etienne is very strong in that regard. So all this seems to fit together very nicely. But it really is TBD on how effective Brian Thomas Jr. will be as a rookie. And he's going to be asked to probably be the Jaguars' third highest target guy. Third or fourth. So you do have 2+ starters, an average starting X with complementary skill set, very nice receiving back in ETN, an ultra-talented rookie. That's what you've got right now. Again, to me, it is strength in numbers, potentially strength in the unknown of Brian Thomas Jr. You have 5 quality options in the passing game right there. Is there an alpha on the outside? As of right now, no. Can Brian Thomas Jr. potentially be that as the Jaguars' Z? Maybe. We don't know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So on this list, though, that Trevor Sikkema put together, the Jaguars are at 25. They're behind the Saints. I don't think that's fair. I do think Chris Olave would be number one for sure if you're putting together a draft board of these teams' pass catchers. But I think the Jaguars have the next 3 guys. Absolutely would argue that. The Commanders, again, Terry McLaurin would be the number one pick probably. After that, I think the Jaguars have the next 3 guys. Ravens, I think that's an interesting debate. You know, Mark Andrews is an elite receiving tight end, an elite tight end in general. Zay Flowers was an excellent rookie. I think that you'd probably have those 2 guys at the very top of the draft board between these 2 teams when it comes to these receivers. So I think you can say the Ravens, yeah. Colts, I think the Jaguars have better overall numbers, better depth. But when you talk about Michael Pittman versus Gabe Davis, you take Michael Pittman all day. You talk about, you know, Brian Thomas Jr. versus Adonai Mitchell, I think that's a push. I had Adonai Mitchell ranked just ahead of Brian Thomas Jr. in my receiver rankings in the draft. Talk about the slot. Josh Downs proved to be an excellent slot player. The Jaguars at tight end, Evan Engram is definitely better than what the Colts have, but I think you could probably make a solid argument that the Colts have the better X. It's a push at Z. Close to a push in the slot. Josh Downs is a very good player. Cardinals, I think they definitely have the number one pick there in Marvin Harrison Jr. Trey McBride's a great receiver. I think you can probably say the Jaguars are ahead of them. So you're seeing a trend here where it is a fair argument on both sides for these teams. It gets really hard for me to argue that the Jaguars should be way, way higher on this list, even though I think they're probably closer to about 20 than 25. Based on how I look at this, I think they should be around 20 in terms of just the pure receiving talent, because they do have 5 quality guys. They don't have the true number one guy. Do you need the true number one guy? That's another question in and of itself. But I do think Trevor Lawrence has elevated these guys that he's played with over the last couple of years. I think this is a playoff caliber group. I've talked about that a lot. I think it is. I think that they have versatility, strength in numbers. They have a bunch of complementary skill sets. Very good quarterback. Very good offensive coach in Doug Peterson. But I do think they could still stand to improve. But a lot of this does kind of hinge on the trajectory of Brian Thomas Jr., your first round pick. And of course, it should. I have high hopes for him, big expectations long term. How quickly does it happen? You've heard Press Taylor, the coaching staff, talking about how smart he is, how much he picks up on things quickly, how detail-oriented he is. If that's the case and it all comes together, yeah, this list could be thrown in the garbage, and you could say, well, if Brian Thomas Jr. proves to be a legitimate number one in his rookie year, yeah, like the Jaguars probably jump into the top 15, maybe even higher with this wide receiver group. But again, that's an unknown. So yeah, I think this group is good enough to get in the playoffs based off of its merits right now. Good enough to win a game or two in the playoffs based off its merits right now. Like, yes, I do. Is it good enough to win it all? Like, in and of itself, outside of Trevor Lawrence, outside of the coaching, all that stuff, is this a Super Bowl caliber wide receiver group and receiver group as a whole? To me, on paper, it's easy to say no. When you look at some of the better groups around the league, they would have to play their best football of their lives. I think Trevor Lawrence would too. Brian Thomas Jr. again would have to really prove that he is a number one receiver at some point. The light would have to really come on for him during his rookie year. We just don't know how that will play out yet. So yeah, in and of itself, I don't think it's a Super Bowl caliber group. I hope that they prove me wrong. If it was me, and there's a true wide receiver one available on the market via trade, I would be looking in that direction. That's just me. Would love to know what y'all think. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.